Rushmore is a new comedy starring Jason Schwartzman and Bill Murray, who has already gotten awards for his performance from film critics in New York and L.A. Our film critic John Powers has this review.
When you see as many movies as I do, the one thing you're never really prepared for is genuine originality. It's thrilling to be at a movie and suddenly realize that you don't have the slightest idea where it's heading. I've had that thrill only once in the last year. That was when I first saw Rushmore, which pulls off the miraculous feat of being a completely fresh teen comedy. It's not about mean parents, sexual snickering, or being carved up by a psycho. It's about the redemptive power of love and art. Newcomer Jason Schwartzman stars as Max Fisher, a brainy oddball scholarship kid at the prestigious Rushmore Academy, a school he inhabits like a second womb since his actual mother is dead. Max is interested in everything, from beekeeping to student theatricals. But he befriends a man who's no longer interested in anything. That's Herman Bloom, played by Bill Murray, an unhappily married millionaire who bears the psychic scars of Vietnam. The two become spiritual comrades until they both fall for Rosemary Cross, a gorgeous first-grade teacher who's mourning the death of her husband. Suddenly, these three confused souls are caught in a bizarre romantic triangle that spins hilariously, even dangerously, out of control. When Rosemary unexpectedly invites a young male doctor to a dinner celebrating Max's latest play, Max pitches a sulk fit that even includes the waiter.
I just want to thank you for accommodating us. You see, we only thought we were going to be three, but someone invited himself along, so I apologize.
It's quite all right, sir.
Okay.
Very well.
You're being rude, Max.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out why you brought this gentleman to my play and my dinner, which was invitation only. Would you like me to pass you the creamer, Doc?
Yes, please.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? You hurt my feelings. This night was important to me.
How did I hurt your feelings?
Oh, my God! I wrote a hit play! And I'm in love with you.
This is the second movie by Wes Anderson, the 29-year-old Texan whose debut, the slouchy charmer Bottle Rocket, marked him as a filmmaker to watch. Rushmore shows him to be a major comic talent in the great tradition of Preston Sturges and Ernst Lubitsch. He makes light movies about heavy things. Although all the characters are dealing with emotional wounds, the movie is filled with superb comic bits, be it the middle-aged Herman tiptoeing furtively from tree to tree like Wile E. Coyote, or high school kids putting on Max's play about gangbangers, an oblique send-up of hip 90s movies about teen violence. In fact, there's nothing remotely hip about Anderson and his co-writer Owen Wilson. Their vision of life is playful and innocent, rather than fashionably cynical and dark. They create a magical world in which children act like adults, adults act like kids, and everyone meets on exactly the same level. While there's not a predictable moment in its entire 89 minutes, the movie's freewheeling brio is deceptive. Anderson has engineered everything. The striking widescreen compositions and kindergarten block colors, the anachronistic music by the likes of Chad and Jeremy, the metaphoric use of everything from school blazers and Merlin hats to model airplanes and aquariums. But for all his miniaturist attention to detail, Anderson's style never overwhelms the characters. He gets a dazzling debut from Jason Schwartzman, whose brazenly bespectacled Max isn't merely a triumph of deadpan timing, but an enduring American archetype, the wide-eyed dreamer who's always reinventing himself and the world around him, even if it drives everybody crazy. And more impressively, Anderson wins a beautifully restrained performance from Bill Murray, an incomparable scene stealer whose rueful, pockmarked visage touches us as never before. In a just world, he'd win the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, but I suspect he won't, because the Academy tends to reward ham, not creme brulee. Max's story begins with a stage curtain parting and builds to the production of his most ambitious play, Heaven and Hell, a mock Oliver Stone epic that unites all the characters, male and female, young and old, grumpy and amiable, in a reconciliation scene that's Shakespearean in its euphoria. At a time when comedies are either deliberately moronic, like The Waterboy, or achingly black, like Happiness, Rushmore is a sweet-natured anomaly. Smart, funny, and suffused with optimism, this is the best Hollywood comedy since Groundhog Day. And though it's always risky to say such a thing, it's destined to become an American classic.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.